From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now part two of our series about former prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. Yesterday, we met a pair of men from Bahrain who spent 4 years at the U.S. prison camp in Cuba. Three more of their countrymen are still being held there. Today, NPR's Jackie Northam reports on efforts in Bahrain to get those three men released.
This is my son. This is a Bahrain public card, an ID card, yes.
Abdul Rasul Al-Balushi carefully unfolds a photocopy of his son's identity card, which he carries around with him in his wallet. Salah is a handsome 24-year-old with thick black hair.
He got there, always smiling. People used to call him a helping hand, man. Salah, helping hand.
Balushi says that his son's volunteer spirit is what took him from his home in Bahrain to Afghanistan in August 2001, 1 month before the 9/11 terrorist attacks. He says he talked to Salah while he was in Afghanistan, but that changed in early October when the U.S. launched strikes against Taliban and Al-Qaeda hideouts.
Suddenly the war started. There were no calls. We went crazy. What's happening? There is no communication at all. We don't know what to do. Then later on, after months or so, we found out that they are in Guantanamo Bay.
And that is where Salah Balushi has remained for the past 4.5 years. The U.S. military says he's affiliated with Al-Qaeda. Balushi has never been charged. His father says he's innocent. Like five other Bahrainis, he was handed over to the U.S. military by Pakistani authorities. In November, three Bahrainis were released. That gave hope that the other three would soon follow suit. But that hasn't happened. The U.S. military says it continues to hold any detainee that is still considered a threat or has intelligence value. But Sheikh Mohammed Khaled, a member of Bahrain's parliament, says his country is a strong ally of the United States and that the Bahraini detainees should be given due process.
The big shock which gives me that how you leave them 4 years, this is the fifth year, and you cannot take your decision. Are they innocent or guilty? Nothing, no judges, nothing, just to keep them at jail and leave them and forget them.
Sheikh Khaled is spearheading a campaign to help release the remaining three Bahraini detainees. Recently, Sheikh Khaled held a gathering at his spacious home in a Bahraini suburb. Local politicians, human rights activists, and civil leaders, all men, sat amongst thick pillows and plush carpets and talked about the Bahraini detainees.
My question is, is the Bahraini government serious about this, or most of our government, they are very weak even to ask the American government to release their citizens?
It's a long evening that included many trays of sweet pastries and many cups of even sweeter tea. In the end, the men decided to form a committee to push the government a bit harder to get the Bahrainis released and a promise to keep the issue in the news. Nabil Rajab, with the Bahrain Center for Human Rights, says it's taken a while, but now there's a groundswell to get the detainees released.
Today our civil society is stronger than 4 years ago. People are more aware. It's a humanitarian issue. It's not a terrorist issue. It's a violation of a human right committed by United States government.
The campaign got a boost with the arrival of three New York lawyers from Dorsey and Whitney who are representing the Bahraini detainees. About six journalists show up to hear the lawyers recount the frustration, anger, and hunger strikes their clients have gone through at Guantanamo. Attorney Joshua Colangelo Bryan talks about his client, Juma Al-Dosadi, who has tried to commit suicide at least a dozen times.
Juma told me about being interrogated with Israeli flags wrapped around his body. He described being chained to the floor of an interrogation room, being beaten unconscious.
Colangelo Bryan says Al-Dosadi, like many prisoners at Guantanamo, is affected by the open-ended detentions.
We knew that it was the isolation of being held alone in a cell that was the biggest factor in Juma's decision to try to kill himself. He said that he wanted to kill himself to show the world how intolerable the conditions at Guantanamo are.
Reporters wanted to know more details about the prisoners' conditions and whether they would ever be released.
Are you losing hope of the release of the detainees?
Not so much losing hope, but just realistically assessing how long it takes.
Some with a vested interest are also pushing to keep the Guantanamo issue alive. Abdullah Haji's brother Adil was held at the detention center for 4 years. During that time, Haji pressed the government for help, and he's still actively working for the release of the remaining three detainees. Haji says the ongoing detentions are fueling an anger in Bahrain.
If the police hold you for a couple of days and they'll release you, seriously, what would you think? You will talk at least for the next 2 months talking about the incident that is happening to you. Imagine holding people for 4 years. Bahraini. Bahrain is a small community. Everybody knows everybody here. Everybody help everybody. Of course there is an anger.
That anger is focused solely on the U.S. government, and that presents a problem for Bahrain.
45 Vendelate.
There's a huge American influence in Bahrain. You see it in the shops, at cinemas, and at restaurants. There's an economic pact between the two countries. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, and it's considered an important ally in the so-called war on terrorism. Pushing for the release of its citizens held at Guantanamo creates a delicate situation for the Bahraini government. Sheikh Abdulhadi Mahoun, a member of parliament, says the government should do more to secure their release.
We should enter into a dialogue, not merely the United States giving orders to Bahrain to do one thing or the other.
But at least one of the Bahraini detainees, Juma al-Dosari, is being held at Guantanamo's Camp 5, which is for those prisoners considered to have high intelligence value. The U.S. military and the FBI say al-Dosari is implicated in, among other things, the 1996 Khobar Towers bombings that killed 19 Americans and that he trained at al-Qaeda camps. Al-Dosari's lawyer, Colangelo Bryan, disputes those charges. Issa al-Murbati, another Bahraini held at Guantanamo, is suspected of receiving weapons training in Afghanistan and of being a member of Abu Sayyaf, an Islamist organization with links to al-Qaeda. Murbati's lawyer, Christopher Karaguzov, also dismisses those charges. Abdel Blouchi says it should be up to the Bahraini courts to investigate the allegations against the two men and his son, Salah.
Okay, if he's been charged, I think, for a year or so, he can spend the year here. At least we can see him. Not be put in a cage like an animal. At least we can see him once in a month.
Right now, Blouchi cannot talk to his son, much less see him. Still, Blouchi plans for Sulla's release, a new apartment, a bride, and some grandchildren. And he hopes that whatever it took to get the last three Bahraini detainees released will also work for his son. Jackie Northam, NPR News.
And you can hear Jackie Northam's previous report on two former Guantanamo detainees at our website, npr.org.